Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. For any new listeners, a huge welcome. I have changed the host that I now put my podcast on. So if you are a regular Acast listener, then you may have just found my podcast. So welcome along. If you are somebody who has been listening on Podbeam since the beginning, then this will be the last episode that actually goes out on Podbeam. So you will have to go and follow me somewhere else. There are a ton of ways to listen to me, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Acast Now, Google Play, Amazon. There's loads of other ways you can find me. Now, one thing that was happening, and it happening if you were listening on other platforms, is that the first 20 episodes were getting knocked off and you couldn't listen back from the beginning. That's been corrected now on the new platform. So if you found me a while ago and you want to go back to the beginning, those episodes should be there for you. Okay, that was a bit of housekeeping. So let's get into what I want to talk about today. For new listeners, my podcast is always a real mix of mindset and manifestation, predominantly mindset, rather than manifestation. Manifestation kind of seeps its way through every so often. And there's a reason why. One, when your mindset's in the right place, manifestation is easy. So I want you guys to be able to manifest as easily as possible for you. But I know that can't be done unless your mindset's in the right place. And that's kind of where we're going with this episode today. So let us tell you, for new listeners, if you've been with me from the beginning, you'll know what I'm about to say. But for new listeners, tonight I am going out with a few of my girlfriends and we are going to do our yearly get-together. And in this yearly get-together, it should happen at the start of the year, but we're in our 40s now and this is the earliest we can get together, even though it's mid-February. That's the earliest we could make it because we're pathetic. And there was a lot of WhatsApp messages went out going back and forward just to try and get this date in, and it nearly didn't happen. And it has to be on a Sunday. It's Sunday as I'm recording this. So what we do in this yearly get-together, I mean, we do see each other throughout the year, but this is specifically at the start of the year. We get together and I take along, I've got a green Tiffany box. If you buy anything from Tiffany's, it comes in a beautiful signature green box. I think it was a pair of sunglasses or glasses or something that was originally in this box. And the box is empty now, apart from our manifestations. And what we do is once a year, I give them all half a sheet of A4 and they write on 5 things they're thankful for the year gone by and 5 things they want for the year ahead. And we tend to talk a little bit about, you know, we might talk, I mean, it's not a seminar, guys. We're just eating food. So we might talk about things that have happened, things that we are grateful for, but generally it's just a catch up because we've probably not seen each other for 4 months, but we do this routine. And then we scroll the bit of paper up, tie a piece of string around it. They all put their names on the outside of the pieces of paper. So then when we get back together the next year, the Tiffany box comes back out. They open the one from the year previous and you get to see what's manifested. The things that you wanted to happen in the year gone by, you get to share with each other. The wins, anything that you're struggling with. It's lovely. It's really, really nice. And we get to celebrate each other as well. And there's nearly always at least 3 of the 5 things that we wanted to happen have come true. So that is what we're doing tonight. And I'm really excited about it because not only can you never remember, none of us can remember what we've put down. Apart from my friend Jo, every year she puts on that she wants to be able to speak French. She does that all about it. So we'll know that that hasn't happened. Actually, Jo was on the podcast. She's the one with that incredible manifestation story from, oh God, how long ago was it that we did that episode? I want to say October time, maybe, but definitely go back and have a listen. I think it's literally called The Best Manifestation Story. Jo is one of the girls that comes to tonight. She's the one that always puts on one of her things. She wants to be able to speak French. She does nothing about it, so therefore nothing happens. As I wanted this episode to be around manifestation and to help you along the way, because you might have hit a block. You might need somebody just to remind you to get practicing again. And there's two reasons. So, going back to that, the reason why I love doing it at the start of the year. One, because I've always forgot what I've written. So it's a nice reminder. And two, it reignites my manifestation practice. It kind of has a little bit of a reset. And I come back and I get realigned and I'll probably redo my vision board again. And although I did do that at the start of the year because I did a podcast on it, but I'll relook at it and just make sure that it is aligning with what I want. Now, one lovely thing about the Tiffany box is because we put it away and we put a lid on it and we forget about it, there's no resistance to it because I can't remember what's in that box. And that's one of the best ways to manifest is having no resistance to it. And there was a funny thing that happened a few weeks ago when I'd been re-looking at my vision board and I was just moving it around. I was sitting doing my meditation practice and I thought, oh, do you know what, it'd be nice to look at my vision board before I get into a meditative state so I can really picture them, because I have the most wandering mind ever. I'm not a great meditator, and I don't think you have to be. Like, it is what it is. Whatever your process is, it is what it is. And I know my head goes, okay, Jude, manifest, meditation. What are you going to have for your lunch? And things come in and I'm like, oh, damn it, I'm meant to be meditating. So I have to come back to it. So if I look at my vision board beforehand, it helps me get into a good state of what I'm actually focusing on, because I've got images and I am very much a creative person who needs images to be able to see. Some people don't need it. They don't even need a vision board. They need it in words. They need it written down. So it is totally whatever you need, and that's what I need to do my practice. So I'd played around with the vision board and I was making it pretty. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, could I make this one bigger? Could I swap out an image? Does it excite us, etc.? And one of the images I nearly took off was for a long time. And I'm thinking, God, 5 years maybe, I've had on my vision board that I wanted to do a column in a magazine. And I remember as I was redoing the vision board thinking, do I even want to do that anymore? Like, should I keep it on? Would it be a good thing to do? Have I got time for it? Maybe that's why it's never manifested. And I went to delete and I thought, no, keep it on there, because actually it would be a really nice thing if I still got it. And no word of a lie, within that week, my business partner, Julie, messaged me and said, we're going to get a 2-page spread in one of the local business magazines. It's called Insights. I'll let you know more about it later on. And they also wondered if you wanted to write a column for the next 12 months. She went, but I don't know if you're too busy. And I was like, shut up. That is on my vision board. And you've literally made it come true. So that's a lovely one that, yeah, I didn't have any resistance to it. But I also probably, I think if I look back at the times that I've had it on there, might not have been ready for it. Like, I might have been nervous. Like, I'm not nervous about it at all. In my head, I kind of know roughly what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do the planning side of things. You know, luckily it's a monthly publication, so therefore it gives me good time to kind of think about what I'm going to say and to get it to get it sorted. And I think it's about, I mean, it's quite hefty. It's about 500 to 600 words, but it doesn't scare me. And that's a lovely kind of example of when we don't have resistance, it flows in, but it also is around timing. So there's loads of things that I want to talk to you about in this episode, and I'm probably going to go back and forward and jump around, and there might not be any synergy, but you'll take away from it what you need, and you'll hear what you need to hear as it's coming out. And I don't know about you, but when I listen back to podcasts, I hear something different every time, and I do listen back to certain things again and again, because there'll be a lovely podcast that I love and uplifts me in an episode, and I think, do you know what, I'll play that again, and I always hear something different, because remember, our reticular activating system is always on in terms of a radar looking for information that we need at that time. So you might pick up something that was perfect, and then you might listen to it again a month later and pick up something else. So it'll be a good episode to come back to. And the notes that I've made for this episode, I'm like, should I see if there's a sequence to it? And I'm like, no, it'll just come. And actually, one of the things that I've put down on my notes is everything happens in sequence. And the reason why I put down that was in reference to the publication, but also because sometimes we can get frustrated about things on our vision board that isn't happening, but maybe we need to have something else happen first before that can manifest. Does that make sense? There will be something that happened to you and you know, oh my God, that happened such at the right time. Like, I'm so glad it didn't happen any sooner. Like, for example, I think my daughter had asked me the other day, I think she'd said, if you and Luca, that's my husband, had met sooner, do you think you'd still be together? Like, if you'd met when you're like 18, 19, do you think you'd still be together? And I was like, hell no, we definitely wouldn't. And my husband agrees with that as well, you know, because we had a lot of growing to do individually. And when we met, it was perfect timing for both of us. 100%. We were aligned, and the growth that we'd both done matched perfectly. So even if I think even if I'd met him 2 years before that, you know, there was a lot going on. There was a lot of stuff that I had to sort out, because the breakup that I'd went through with my daughter's dad was still tense on his part, and he used to cause a lot of trouble, and it was difficult to try and just be single and raise my daughter as harmoniously as I could. To then bring somebody else into the mix would have been the wrong time. And even if it was the right guy, it was the wrong timing. And everything happens for a reason. So on that note, I would invite you to look at your vision board and ask yourself the thing that you really want. Like, what's the thing that's really important to you? Is there anything else that you know needs to happen first before that manifests? Now, if you are listening to this and you think, do you know what? I'm tired. And this happens, you know, I hear this in Month to Manifest sometimes. So Month to Manifest is our self-study manifestation program. It's one of the easiest ones on the market. I'm all about making things easy. And you can, if you go onto my website, You Don't Coaching, you'll be able to click on Month to Manifest, find out what it's about. And if you want to join us, you absolutely can. So it's a self-study process in terms of how to understand manifestation and the processes of how to do that. But one of the things that we do as a bonus is to have a monthly intention setting live session at the start of every month. And it's really lovely. Now, why did I get onto that? Oh, yes, because there's definitely been a couple of times where we've had people in there who just feel disheartened, and yet they're still showing up, which is lush. Like, I love that. Still show up, even if you're feeling disheartened, because we can all have a conversation and we can all help each other around it. And I think there's two reasons why we get disheartened. Either the thing that we are hoping for hasn't manifested yet, so I would invite you to do the thing that I've just suggested, or we feel like things go really good for us and we're in a great state. And what tends to happen, this is the exact cycle, right? You get into a great manifestation routine and practice, and it works really well for you, and you start to see things happen and you feel really good. And then you kind of just crack on, because this is now your new level, your new normal. These things are happening for you. And then we kind of forget to do our manifestation practice. It kind of, you know, it just stops. We get busy. Things happen. And then what we find is that we hit a wall. A wall always comes. There's always something. Our life is not a single linear straight road. You know, it has bends, it has curves, it has hurdles, it has things that we have to get over to get to the other side. So if that's the case and we know this, what happens is when one of those hurdles comes, one of those bends in the road, the hill that we need to get over, if we're not doing our manifestation practice and we're not in the best space that we were when things felt amazing, because that amazingness, it's not, you have to keep harnessing that high level, that high energy. And if that just becomes your new normal, you almost take it for granted. So you just come like mid-level energy, if that makes sense. You'll know it. I know you know it. I don't need to explain it. You'll know what that energy looks like. So what happens is when we hit this wall, we either think one of two things. We either think, Jesus Christ, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen to me, because your limiting beliefs come back. Or you have the like, why does this have to happen to me? It's kind of the same process. It's kind of the same feeling. It's a negative emotion. It's our response system going, I just knew it. This wouldn't happen for me. And we might then just stop. And we might think, do you know what? What's the point? And we feel down and we feel disheartened and our energy lowers and our motivation lowers. And it might be as bad as that, or it might be a little bit more subtle for you in terms of just like, oh. So therefore your energy's not high, your motivation's not high. Now, if we know that everything happens for a reason, then there's two things going on here. It's not because it's your luck or bad things always happen to you. It's not because of the negative story you tell yourself. There's one of two things that is going on, that the universe is showing up for you. One, it could be that there is a lesson that you need to learn in this. There's something that it is teaching you so that when you get to the next level, you understand this. And that could be something that is, from a business point of view, you needed to learn that because that's going to happen again. So you need to come up with a solution for it. And that could be in your job, that could be in a relationship. You know, there's no point in having something happen to us and not learning anything from it. So it could be that it's a lesson that the universe sent you that you needed to learn, because the thing that you want to manifest that's so big, you can't have that until you've learned this lesson. Or it could be that there is still some old limiting beliefs that you need to work on. So it might be a story that comes up for you that tells you, this is hard. Why is this hard? It's because I'm not good enough. It's because I'm not smart enough. There's a story that you're telling yourself in this moment. Now, you've got to remember that somebody who doesn't have that story wouldn't be telling themselves that in that moment. They'd be going solution focused. They'd be looking for, what do they need to do to work around this? But it could be that your limiting belief has reared its ugly head, and it's just some work that you need to do, because you know what? We all still have work to do. There's always something that we need to work on, because our mindset, although, so say for example, we'll give me an example, right? So my belief system is so much better than what it used to be, right? Because when I first started out, my belief was, I'm not smart enough. There's no point in trying. I'll probably fail. So therefore, my expectations of what I could achieve was, like I didn't even want to pass my driving test because I thought, what's the point? I'll never be able to afford a car. Okay. So I used to aim low because if I aim low, then I'll never be disappointed was my mindset. Now, it just so happened that, you know, I was lucky that the thing that I found to do, I actually enjoyed. So I became successful at. So opportunity presented itself, even though my mindset was probably still quite limited. But that limited mindset, just because the universe gave me opportunities, didn't mean I didn't sabotage the hell out of those opportunities. I absolutely did. And there's still an element of that shows up every so often for me, that if something doesn't happen in the way that I want it to happen and it doesn't flow, right? Because, you know, that's life, isn't it? You know, not everything's going to be amazing and butterflies and everything all the time. There's going to be curves and bends. So when those curves and bends happen, because there is still that limited mindset, some of that comes up for me, and that's work that I still need to do. And it shows up for me, you know, when my business partner, Julie's got all of these amazing ideas and my head goes like that. And it's not even a, do you know what? It's not even that I'm on this dream and this goal with her. My head goes, well, that's too much work. I won't be able to do that. I limit myself in that way because I can't see where she's at in terms of the goal. Her head works completely different to mine. She sees the dream, the goal, the opportunity. My head goes, I'll not be able to do that. And I limit myself and I sabotage myself because remember, I've still got that old story that says you'll never have more than what you've got, even though I've got way more than I ever thought was possible. So that's a story that I still need to work on. And I don't want you to forget that you're never going to have, you're always going to have to do this work. There's always a story. You know, I think, I'm sure Oprah talked about it in a podcast where she said she still has a story around money, even though she has, you know, constant income streams, millions upon millions of pounds in the bank. She still has a story that she tells herself about money that she might never have enough because she grew up with nothing. And I want you to recognize when that's coming up, when self-sabotage is at play, okay? Because if you are not manifesting the thing that you want or life feels tough right now, it's either because there's a lesson to learn or because your limiting belief is currently sabotaging you. And I know that I've been, in the last few weeks, in a bit of self-sabotage. And I'm trying to work on that. And one, I think it's hormonal. So far, I've increased my HRT. Instead of going on 4 pumps, I'm on 6. So I'm doing that. I'm also trying to be gentle with my thoughts. But again, I want to be honest with you guys because there is always work that you have to do. And sometimes it might feel a little bit scary and sometimes it might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But if it feels scary and uncomfortable, then it's definitely something you need to work on. You can't ignore it. That's growth about to happen. Yeah. And it's like, do you know what? Now, even as I'm saying this to you, I'm getting excited because I'm like, do you know what? Actually, I've been in a bit of pain for a few weeks, but actually, that's probably because my next level's about to come. And I forget that. I forget that when I'm in that pain because that pain connects to a story where it goes, that's it, this probably isn't going to happen for you. And I limit myself from that next level. And maybe I'll always do that. And as I'm talking to you now, I'm like, there's lots of aha moments coming where I'm like, oh, I can see how this happens to me all the time. I literally get to a certain level and then I self-sabotage. But I know actually if I go back over my timeline, I need to do this work to be able to get to that next level. So now I'm excited as I'm talking to you because I'm like, oh, that's going to happen for me now because that growth needed to come. this lesson, whatever's going on for me, needs to happen because I want that next level, but it can't come until I've done this work on this mindset piece again. And although it's an uncomfortable process, growth only ever happens outside your comfort zone. So it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. And I want you to remember that as well. If any of this has resonated for you today, there's a couple of takeaways that I want you to remember. One, we are responsible for how we react when we hit a wall. Never forget that you have choices. There are always choices that you can take. And one choice is to do nothing. And you might be doing that now and sabotaging the hell out of yourself. And then thirdly, and this is lovely, guys, and you're going to love this one. You can ask Source for help. You can ask the universe. You can say to the universe, I am struggling right now. Because you can say it, you could say it to your best mate, but you can also say to the universe, I'm struggling a little bit and I need a little bit of help. So either throw me an opportunity so I know this came from you, or give me a sign that everything's going to be all right. And my sign is always deers and rainbows. Always. They're my spiritual signs. And everyone has different ones. Some people have a certain number. Remember, I never see, ever, literally still to this day, you know, and you'll know if you're a regular listener, I never see numbers. I never say angel numbers. They are not my sign. I've just come to terms with it. They're not my spiritual sign. They're not what the universe shows me because I never bloody see them. And yet, I always see a rainbow just when I need it. And I always say deers. Deers I see as this beautiful, magical, mystical creature. And I saw them yesterday on the way to the gym. Now, one, I hardly ever go to the gym on a Saturday. And I just decided, because my husband was off, that we could make it work. He could take my son to skiing and that I could go to the gym. So a couple of things that happened that don't normally happen. One, it was not that early in the morning, and normally you only ever see the deers when it's like, we live near the woods, right? So I don't see deers all the time, but like once every 3 months I might see them. But it is always normally either just as about to get dark or just as about to get light. And this was 8 o'clock, so it had been light for like a good hour and a half. Maybe it was slightly later than 8 o'clock. And not only, normally I see them. Oh God, this is so hard to describe. It might be really boring for you as well. Normally I see them when they run across the road. So as you're driving up to our house, you drive in between the trees and the woodlands. So normally I see them when they're running across the road. Or you see them in they're kind of camouflaged, you know, like that they're kind of hidden in between the trees and things. And yet they were on the open field, right? The open field at the bottom. They don't normally ever be that vulnerable that they would allow themselves to be out in the field in daytime. They are always hiding. So the fact that they were out in this field and they weren't darting about trying to hide, they were almost exploring the field. And it took me a while because they weren't that close. They were a little bit further away in the field. And I thought, what's that thing sticking up in the mud? Because it's quite muddy, the field, at the minute. They've had horses on it. The horses aren't there. I don't know if I've ever seen the horses and the deers together. Anyway, the horses weren't on the field. Again, I'm so sorry. I feel like this is boring, but I need to tell you. And it looked like these little things were sticking out of the field. And I was like looking closely thinking, what is that? And I realized it was the little bums. So when you see a deer from behind, there's like almost this like little triangle of white, which is on their little bum. And I could see the little two triangles of white on their little douches. And I could see them in the distance. I was like, and I was able to stop and look at them and I videoed them because me and my husband always send it to each other whenever we see the deers. And I loved that because I had that morning been sitting with my thoughts, and I did ask the universe for a sign that day. I was like, show me something today to let me know that everything's going to be all right. And I saw the deers. Just honestly, I love it. I'm still thanking the universe for that. As always, I hope this episode landed exactly where it needed to. And that you are able to take something away. And as I say, listen to it again, because there's probably something else that you might need to hear that you didn't hear the first time. Have an amazing week, everyone. I ask the universe on your behalf to show you a sign, your spiritual sign, and that it's going to come to you this week in whatever form you are asking for it for. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.com. coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.